Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of The Shot. Cheers to Stonehenge.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
We're getting Neolithic with you motherfuckers.
Don't do that while I'm taking a shot.
Stonehenge!
Stonehenge!
I would assume that 98.5% of people know what Stonehenge is.
Yes. A bunch of rocks stacked on each other.
Stonehenge, prehistoric monument, hanging out in England, Salisbury Plain in Wiltshire, England.
Very close to the road. I'm sorry, continue.
Okay. Well, it's a tourist destination now. It's gotta be accessible. Yeah. you know, book your tickets online. And so this is a monument that for hundreds of thousands for it's been around for a very long time.
Thousands of years.
It's been around basically 3000 BCE.
Okay, so 5000 years ago.
5000 years ago. And during that time, people after the civilization that built it, they didn't leave any written records being like, "Hey, here's what this is.
What we built.
Look at our cool thing we made." People have been trying to figure out, what is this? What could it possibly be? We still don't have an exact answer. We don't really know. You have a hypothesis at the end of it? All right. So basically what Stonehenge is, it's basically a bunch of stones that are arranged. There's an outer ring of vertical standing stones. These are 13 feet high, 7 feet wide stones called Sarin stones. They're topped by this connecting lintel stone. All right, so you get this pie shape, like for the simple pie.
Right.
Inside there's a ring of smaller blue stones, and inside that ring are these freestanding what's called trilithons. These are like bulkier Sarzen stones that are on the inside, also topped with that lintel. This it's located in like the middle of Neolithic and Bronze Age monuments in the area, and basically several hundred burial mounds.
Okay. I didn't know the burial mounds.
These henges are what's known as earthworks. They're basically these circular banked enclosures with internal ditches.
Okay.
Is kind of what it is. So basically, it's had many versions. There's been several there's been many stages to Stonehenge over time, as it was initially created this outer ring. Things have been added to it. Things have been moved around.
It wasn't all built at once.
No. Basically, the community. I won't say that. Actually, part of it could have been built. It wasn't all built at once, no. Yes, but, yes, okay, we'll stick with that.
Okay.
Okay, so the carbon dating of the blue stones is about 2400 to 2000 BCE, the surrounding ring about 3100 BCE.
Okay.
And the community that built it lived there over a period of several millennia.
Okay, so a few thousand years.
A few thousand years, this community that built it had used it and adapted it and changed it, modified it, and left no written record for future people to be like, "What is this?"
Meanwhile, they build this shit, you know.
Yeah. A lot of the hypotheses that have gone into Stonehenge is that it's some sort of prehistoric calendar. It does tend to align with the solstices, where there is like this one stone. That kind of aligns with the sun at the solstice, and then you have like light that hits like the center of Stonehenge or something like this. And so that's been kind of the predominant hypothesis, is that it was used as sort of a timekeeping device for like the seasons and whatnot. There's Tim Darvill of Bournemouth University. He said, and this came out last year, his research saying that it was a perpetual calendar with a year equivalent to 365.25 days.
Oh, shit. They were close.
And with, like, stones that are used in there to, like, account for leap years and whatnot. And that it has, like, a basis on, like, the Egyptian calendar. Or it's modified from the Egyptian calendar or something like that. However, an opposing view has come out to this. There's from Polytechnic University, a mathematician named, my iPad has auto-corrected his name incorrectly. it's basically like Guy Magalia, an astronomer, okay. Juan Antonio Belmont, who's at the Institute of Astrophysics from the Canary Islands in Spain.
Okay.
They're basically saying like, look, okay, this research on it, is using forced interpretations, numerology, more on that in a fucking second, and unsupported analogies to interpret, you know, to say what Stonehenge was built for and used for.
Okay, that's,
numerology is bullshit, okay? I mean, numerology is basically saying, like, numbers have meanings, but it's kind of like saying, oh, there's, basically, like, Tim Darville in his Reachers, he's saying, oh, there's, like, 12, and that's significant for the 12 months of the year, and using that 12 as a divider for, you know, to get the year and stuff like that to make it a calendar. But 12 is actually not, like,
it's arbitrary.
It's not, It isn't reflected in the structure, actually.
Oh, okay.
And there are other numbers that are reflected that aren't accounted for in this numerology sort of basis of what it is. And Stonehenge itself, actually, of the area, it's a small part of the archaeology that's going on there.
Okay.
There's a much larger scope to the area in terms for archaeologists than just Stonehenge. It's a smaller area. The Sarin stones on the outside, they all came from the same source, quite same a trek away. So they were all done at the same time. They were all set up at the same time by the same people. And for the Egyptian basis of a calendar, Egyptians, they didn't build anything that marked off days in a specific manner. They also wouldn't be able to account for leap years for like 2,000 years, another 2,000 years.
Right.
And these Neolithic cultures primarily used lunar count. They used the moon.
Based on the moon, yeah.
They based on the moon. And so to use the moon to get, like, precise time measurements for days would take, like, a Neolithic genius to...
yeah.
to figure this... To have precise timekeeping using from the moon and using a structure like this. So really... What a lot of the data really suggests, or what are the archaeologic research kind of indicates to me, in my opinion, is this is a large area where you find a lot of evidence of, burial ceremonies, festivals. So, while we don't know exactly what it's used for, it being like a timepiece or a precise like calendar sort of thing doesn't seem to really add up in the data. Now there could be some significance with solstices to mark that indication of seasons, but I mean, if you think of like a Neolithic prehistoric people that have lived in an area for several thousand years, this, you know, and it's a larger area, it could just be like a meeting place, a center of where important, like, things like...
Oh, the Wiccan do that now?
Well, yeah, like burials and festivals, yeah. You know, like at the solstice, and there's always, every culture has, like, festivals during different solstices, like the winter solstice.
Right.
There were a lot of festivals that then became, you know, our modern Christmas that we know of for when the Catholics took over that.
Saturnalia
for the Romans, that sort of thing. And it's all based on like different bones that are found there, animal and human, with the burial grounds and all these different things. So
I have questions.
We all have questions about Stonehenge. It's still a mystery. It's still fascinating because we don't, again, without written records of something in history like this.
Oh, no, right?
It's hard. It is easier to understand the formation of the universe, I would say, because there's physics, there's math, there's substantial things, data.
And we do understand.
Yeah, that can support. Like a millisecond before. That can support. Our understanding of the universe, whereas, you know, a group of people that lived in the area several thousand years ago, not writing anything down, would go, well.
Yeah, all right, but I think there's an astronomical connection, because it does line up, but
it could have been built in a way
to align. Yeah, it could have been the original intent. Yeah, but I do think.
Yeah, as far as like a precise timekeeping device, like a big sundial or some shit, probably not. And I would say that just that it would be most likely just, you know, a place where people gathered for these different events, life events, cultural events, town events, community events.
But you can get pretty much pretty close to the length of a year from its layout.
So I'm sure there is some connection with, you know.
Then you gotta write this shit down.
And the seasons.
If you come up with an idea, you gotta write it down.
Write it down. Write it down. Otherwise, they didn't have internet back there. We don't have TikToks to go back to.
It's why Galileo is credited for all kinds of shit.
So, you know, Stonehenge, awesome. Will we ever 100% figure it out? Probably not, because we're relying on what we find in the dirt, basically, around that site. That's what archaeologists do. They rely on what they find in dirt.
And then we have
put our
minds
other
in
primary
minds
sources
of,
if they can find it of the time, but it's hard
you're
to
not
get.
Gonna find that.
You're not going to find a lot of primary sources of the Neolithic age.
And we have to put our minds in the minds of somebody from 5,000 years ago.
Yes.
So
anyway.
Cool.
I know.
I like that.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of The Shot with Cosmos. Follow us on all the things, and we'll see you next time.
Cheers. Bye.